Hi, I'm Jackie Robo with the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. During the next 30 minutes, I'll be sharing nutrition information from the Nutrition Action Health Letter. Nutrition Action Health Letter is the flagship publication of the Center for Science and the Public Interest. Published 10 times a year, Nutrition Action provides honest, unbiased, science-based advice on nutrition and health. It's the world's largest circulation nutrition newsletter, bringing the latest nutrition news and advice to more than 500,000 readers. Nutrition Action is totally free of advertising, so we're free to blow the whistle on products that aren't what they pretend to be and to applaud the good ones. Please use the information presented in this broadcast in consultation with your personal physician. The following articles are from the December edition of the Nutrition Action Health Letter. Quick Studies, a snapshot of the latest research on diet, exercise, and more. Colorectal cancer and weight. Diagnoses and death rates for colorectal cancer have dropped by more than 45% since the 1980s, in part because of early screening in people aged 50 or older. The question is, why are rates rising in people aged 20 to 49? Researchers tracked roughly 85,000 women aged 25 to 42 for 14 years. Each 11-pound weight gain after age 18 was linked to a 9% higher risk of colorectal cancer. Women with obesity had nearly twice the risk of those whose weight was in the lower half of the healthy range. What to do? Lose or don't gain extra pounds. Although this kind of study can't prove that excess weight caused the higher risk of colorectal cancer in these younger women, increasing weight is a well-established risk factor in older people. Others include type 2 diabetes, too little exercise, and diets high in red and processed meats. Exercise and Parkinson's disease. Could staying active lower your risk of Parkinson's disease? Researchers looked at 8 studies that tracked more than 544,000 adults for 6 to 22 years. Men who reported doing the most physical activity had a 32% lower risk of Parkinson's than those who did the least. There was no clear link in women. What to do? Although this study can't prove that exercise prevents Parkinson's, it's one more reason to keep moving. Do organic foods protect against cancer? Can eating organic foods lower your risk of cancer? French researchers tracked nearly 69,000 adults for 5 years. Those who reported eating the most organic foods were 76% less likely to be diagnosed with lymphoma and 34% less likely to be diagnosed with postmenopausal breast cancer than those who ate the least. What to do? Eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables, organic or not. It's not worth buying organic foods to protect the environment, but it's too early to know if they prevent cancer. It's worth buying organic foods to protect the environment. Something else about people who buy organic food could explain their lower risk. And although it's likely that the organic food eaters were exposed to fewer pesticides, this study has no data to prove it. The Healthy Cook, Go with the Grain by Kate Sherwood. Whole grains play a starring role in these two sides. Have pre-cooked grains? Each dish comes together in just 15 minutes. Wheat, berry, and apple salad serves 4. Ingredients: 2 tablespoons extra virgin olive oil, 1 tablespoon cider vinegar, 2 teaspoons whole grain mustard, 1/2 teaspoon honey, 1/4 teaspoon kosher salt, 1 apple, any type, cored and diced, 8 cups salad greens, 1 cup cooked wheat berries, 1/4 cup chopped toasted walnuts. In a large bowl, whisk together the oil, vinegar, mustard, honey, and salt. Toss with the apple, salad, greens, wheat berries, and walnuts. Wild rice and mushrooms serves 4. Ingredients: 2 tablespoons extra virgin olive oil, 1/2 pound mushrooms, any type, sliced, 3 sprigs fresh thyme, 4 scallions, sliced, 2 stalks celery, thinly sliced, 2 cups cooked wild rice blend, 1/4 teaspoon kosher salt. In a large nonstick pan, heat the oil over medium heat until shimmering hot. Sauté the mushrooms with the thyme, stirring occasionally until browned, 5 to 7 minutes. Discard the thyme stems. Stir in the scallions, celery, and rice. Cook while stirring until hot, about 1 minute. Season with the salt. Tricks of the Trade by Lindsay Moyer and Bonnie Liebman. Do food company execs sit around all day dreaming up ways to make us think we need something? Snack bars, sports drinks, nutritional drinks, whatever, that we could do without? Or trying to convince us that products have more of something, fruit, vegetables, you name it, than they do? There's a sucker born every minute, they say, and these companies are out to prove it. Milking it. Every 8-ounce glass has 5 grams of added probiotic fiber, 50% more calcium than dairy milk, and 2 grams of sugar, says the carton of Silk Prebiotics Almond and Cashew with Oats. What are prebiotics, the label asks? Beneficial fiber that helps feed the good bacteria in your gut. Translation, Silk adds chicory root extract, or inulin, a carbohydrate that your digestive enzymes can't completely break down. That means it ends up as lunch for the bacteria in your gut. Does that matter for your health? It's not clear. The FDA has only decided that inulin has one health benefit, increasing calcium absorption. But since each cup of Silk has 45% of a day's calcium, you're already getting a large dose. Given the still uncertain evidence that excess calcium may promote prostate cancer, that's a downside for some men. At this point, only 2 things are clear. Inulin often causes gas and is always a good marketing tool. That's breakfast? Now more fruit, boast boxes of Kashi ripe strawberry soft-baked breakfast bars. Judging by the ingredients list, Kashi's definition of ripe strawberry is pear juice concentrate, tapioca syrup, cane sugar, apple powder, strawberry puree concentrate, cornstarch, vegetable glycerin, natural flavor, and elderberry juice concentrate for color. We guess now more sweetened juice concentrate goo wouldn't sound nearly as enticing. Boost Bologna. To keep up this pace, I drink Boost Optimum, says the fit woman in the TV ad. Boost Optimum with 5-in-1 advanced nutrition helps support muscle, energy, bone, normal immune function, and vision, adds the authoritative voiceover. Support should set off your, huh, meter. It's code for a claim that needs little evidence. Ditto for maintains and enhances. For example, Boost Optimum has antioxidants, including vitamin C and selenium, to help support normal immune function, says the label. But there's no good evidence that lack of vitamin C or selenium causes immune problems in Americans. And it has vitamin A, zinc, and riboflavin to help support normal vision. But few Americans have vision problems caused by too little of those nutrients. As long as you can eat real food, you don't need a bottle of milk protein concentrate, soy protein isolate, sugar, oil, vitamins, and minerals. Nestle, a leading infant formula maker, is just trying to boost its market. Processed One Bar. Your stomach's being rude and it's screaming for food, says the TV ad. Here comes the 90-10-1 crew with a protein bar for you. Protein One bars have 90 calories, 10 grams of protein, to help you feel full, the website says, and 1 gram of foot sugar for all your snack emergencies. It's not clear that protein makes you feel more full than other nutrients. And who needs a snack made of gas-producing chicory root extract, whey and soy protein isolates, maltitol, palm kernel oil, glycerin, and a dozen other processed ingredients? Apple, anyone? Very Little Berry Cheerios. Flavored with real fruit, says the front of the Very Berry Cheerios box. Berries and breakfast go together like cereal and milk, says the back. Yes, but these are Very Berry Cheerios, aren't, Very Berry. They've got no whole berries and more salt and sugar than any berry powder, and a serving has more than 1/17 teaspoon of salt. Cheerios is big on real. Its limited edition pumpkin spice Cheerios were made with real pumpkin puree. Again, they had more salt and sugar than pumpkin. Real food tastes better, said in-store signs for Cheerios. It sure does. Nature's Powder. Experts say to eat a lot of fruits and veggies, says the TV ad for one a day with Nature's Medley. But are you getting enough for their nutrients? Nature's Medley is the only complete multivitamin with antioxidants with one total serving of fruits and veggies. Talk about a switcheroo. Experts say to eat a lot of fruits and vegetables, not their nutrients or their antioxidants. A two-gummy serving, so much for one a day, has 100 milligrams of powders from onion, pomegranate, blueberry, broccoli, etc. That's about 1/40th teaspoon of sugar whey. Surely one a day isn't trying to convince people that taking its gummies is as good as eating a total serving of fruits and vegetables? Nah. Sorta scam water. I'm the sorta fit spokes guy for Vitamin Water Active, the drink that gives you the sports-level hydration you need to get in a good workout, says the ad's ordinary non-athlete at the gym. Wait, why would you need sports-level hydration if you're not doing sports for hours? You don't. Each bottle of Vitamin Water Active has 100 calories worth of mostly sugar, plus a smattering of vitamins you can do without. It's just Vitamin Water's, that is Coca-Cola's, attempt to convince ordinary people that they can't just drink ordinary water after an ordinary workout. Why swallow half a day's added sugar just to boost Coke's bottom line? Plan B Breakfasts, Thinking Outside the Cereal Box, by Lindsay Moyer and Jennifer Urban. Breakfast, anyone? Expect more from breakfast, says Sweet Earth Breakfast Burritos. Got that right. The six burrito varieties are stuffed with enough tofu or eggs, plus beans, peas, seasoned seitan, or wheat protein, and or benevolent veggie bacon to reach 10 to 20 grams of protein apiece. Not bad for 200 to 360 calories. Our favorites? The zesty Lighten Up, tofu, spinach, salsa, black-eyed peas, and peppers, and the meaty-tasting Protein Lovers, eggs, quinoa, cheese, veggie bacon, and grounds. Most come in wraps that are at least half whole grain. We didn't find any 100% whole grain breakfast burritos. And none top 4 grams of saturated fat, 1 gram for the cheeseless flavors, or 500 milligrams with sodium. Tip, some of Sweet Earth's claims go too far. A case in point, if you need to defog your morning brain, don't rely on a functional breakfast burrito called Get Focused. McMuffin Makeover. Need a quick breakfast sandwich that doesn't involve a drive-thru? Good food made simple makes it, simple to pull off without so much as cracking an egg or washing a skillet. The company's perfectly sized frozen egg white patties, with 6 grams of protein each, go from microwave to toasted whole wheat English muffin in 80 seconds flat. A large egg has 6 grams of protein. With a mere 35 calories and 140 milligrams of sodium per patty, there's room to toss on some avocado or a thin slice of cheese. Or if you can spare another 30 seconds, add a handful of baby spinach or a few slices of ripe tomato. Tip: want to toss your entire heat and eat breakfast Sammy into the microwave, bread and all? Try frozen Evol Lean and Fit egg white, kale, roasted tomato, and goat cheese. Its multigrain flatbread isn't all whole grain, but at least it's more than half. Instead of microwaving it inside its package, wrap it in a paper towel and put it on a plate to lower the odds that any chemicals in the package end up in your food. Near Perfect Pancakes. Inspired by the heirloom flapjack recipes that sustained frontiersmen and women, we perfected this recipe for modern tastes and needs, says Kodiak Cakes and its flapjack and waffle mix. No kidding. For starters, Kodiak's mixes are 100% whole grain. That's a find. And they're foolproof. Just add 1 cup of water to 1 cup of mix. That makes 2 200-calorie servings of about 3 4-inch pancakes each. You can choose from Frontier Cakes, with just a teaspoon of total sugar per serving. The whole wheat, oat, and honey, and the buttermilk and honey are subtly sweet. Power Cakes. Kodiak adds wheat protein isolate and whey and milk protein concentrates to boost the protein from 8 grams per serving in the Frontier Cakes to 14 grams in the Power Cakes. The buttermilk have just half a teaspoon of sugar. Most flavors, like the fabulous dark chocolate, hover around 2 teaspoons, so they're plenty sweet without syrup. Energy Cakes. Energy schmenergy. You'll get energy, that is calories, from any of Kodiak's cakes. So ignore the added vitamin B for a natural source of clean energy and superfood ingredients claims for the pumpkin flax and buttermilk and chia, and just enjoy them. Superior Sausage. Want to enjoy sausage without worrying that processed meats have been linked to cancer? Or without fretting over the fatty pork in a typical breakfast sausage like Jimmy Dean Original, which squeezes 140 calories and 4.5 grams of saturated fat into a paltry 1.2 ounce patty? Then go meatless. Mouth-watering Morningstar Farms Original and maple-flavored veggie sausage patties taste darn close to the real thing, with no saturated fat. Each 1.3 ounce patty hovers around 80 calories, 8 grams of protein from wheat, soy, and egg whites, and 250 milligrams of sodium. Our taster's runner-up, field roast apple maple breakfast sausage with wheat protein links. Easy eggs. A vegetable-packed egg scramble, frittata, or omelet makes a fine breakfast that's free of refined flour. But for your heart's sake, it's best to stick to no more than 4 or 5 yolks a week. What's an egg a day eater to do? Pick up a refrigerated carton like All Whites or Egg Beaters 100% egg whites and sidestep the egg cracking entirely. Tip: go heavy on the veggies and light on the cheese. Try your egg whites with chopped broccoli, scallions, and a sprinkle of sharp cheddar, or bell pepper, mushroom, and onion, or tomato, spinach, and freshly grated Parmesan. Bold over. Each ingredient matters, says Healthy Choices Four Power Bowls. Our recipes provide the right combination of ingredients such as whole grains, mixed greens, vegetables, and egg whites to fuel your day. They're being modest. Many Power Bowl ingredients break new ground in the freezer case. Whole grains. The base of each bowl is a nutty mix of steel-cut oats, farro, buckwheat, and quinoa. Beans. Beans for breakfast? Believe it. The pesto and egg white scramble is mixed with white beans, while the unwrapped burrito scramble goes with black. Vegetables. Healthy Choice tosses in tomatoes plus a smattering of dark greens, chard, kale, and spinach. Thanks to those impressive ingredients, you get 3 to 5 grams of unprocessed intact fiber and 10 to 15 grams of protein, all for no more than 200 calories and 1.5 grams of saturated fat. There's little or no cheese. The sodium, which ranges from 430 milligrams in the pesto and egg white scramble to 600 milligrams in the turkey sausage and egg white scramble, beats many bowls. Another good bet, Dr. Prager's. Two out of its three breakfast bowls, the egg whites and kale, our favorite, and the huevos rancheros, sport numbers and ingredients like Healthy Choices. Time to give your cereal bowl the day off. Winning waffles. Kellogg's Eggo Nutri-Grain Toaster Waffles are made with 8-gram whole grain. True, but they have more white flour than whole wheat. Le Eggo of them. Today it's easier than ever to get whole grain waffles in the freezer case. Try Kashi, or Good Food Made Simple, or a Kodiak Cake Power Waffles. And who needs syrup? Try yours with nut butter and bananas, buttery spread and berries, or yogurt and fruit. So there's nothing wrong with a low-sugar whole-grain cereal for breakfast, or oatmeal, or yogurt and fruit. But sometimes you want a break from the routine, whether you fancy something savory or sweet. A few companies have made those staples healthier and more convenient. Bonus, most of these items can wait patiently in the freezer, pantry, or fridge until you're ready to change up your AM meal. The right stuff. Squash made simple. Sweet and satisfying, nutrient-rich and perfect for roasting, winter squashes, like acorn, butternut, Hubbard, spaghetti, and pumpkin, are irresistible, except for their thick skin. Sometimes peeling or carving it away is one step too many. Enter Delicata Squash. Its thin skin is so, well, delicate that it will melt in your mouth. Just cut a delicata in half lengthwise and scoop out the seeds. Then brush with olive oil and place cut side down, or slice into thick, inch-thick half moons and toss with olive oil, and roast in a 450-degree oven until soft, about 30 minutes. Or try our dish of the month. Roasted delicata. Cut 2-seeded delicata squash into half moons. Toss with a thinly sliced red onion and 2 tablespoons olive oil. Roast on a rim sheet pan at 450 degrees for 30 minutes and top with a 1/4 cup toasted pumpkin seeds. Serves 4. Serve as a side or toss the half moons into your salad. It's a less sweet than butternut crowd pleaser. Like any winter squash, delicatas are no slouch in the nutrient department. You can count on a good dose of fiber, vitamin A from carotenoids, lutein, potassium, and folate, all for around 80 calories per cup. And delicatas are smaller than some winter squashes, so they're perfect for dinner for one or two. To find a riper, that is sweeter delicata, look for orange, not greenish stripes on the pale yellow skin. But don't delay. They disappear from most supermarkets by spring. In other words, carpe diem those delicatas. Food porn. That takes the cake. Like most restaurants, TGI Fridays serves plenty of 1,000-calorie appetizers and entrees. So naturally, customers are going home famished unless they order dessert. Not to worry. Friday's Red Velvet Sparkler Cake to the rescue. It's a 3-tiered red velvet cake that's a Friday night celebration in itself, layered with cream cheese frosting, then topped with whipped cream and candy sprinkles, says the chain. The cake is served alongside a scoop of vanilla ice cream and strawberry fizz candy clusters. These sparklers are strawberry pocky. That is, sugar and oil-covered white flour biscuit sticks. What fun! Friday's celebration packs 1,690 calories and more than 2 days' worth of saturated fat, 43 grams, plus 35 teaspoons of sugar, nearly all of it added. It's like eating 6 Twinkies smothered in an entire 14-ounce container of Haagen-Dazs ice cream. Nothing like a dense brick of cake. Our piece weighed in at 3/4 pound to make your meal memorable. Remember when dessert was just a piece of cake? Now it's 3 layers, plus frosting, whipped cream, ice cream, candy sprinkles, candy clusters, and candy sticks. Thanks, Fridays. Can't wait to celebrate. Quick tip. A sharp knife is a safe knife because it's less likely to slip while cutting. No sharpener? Some kitchen or hardware stores will sharpen your non-serrated blade for a few bucks. Taking Big Food to Court by Peter G. Lurie, President, Center for Science in the Public Interest. It's a simple ask. Consumers should be able to easily identify whether foods marketed to them are healthy or not, but they often can't. Restaurants and grocery store aisles are awash in deceptive claims, making it difficult for us to know the truth about what we eat. The Center for Science in the Public Interest, Nutrition Action's publisher, is fighting back against these marketing scams under the leadership of Maya Katz, our Director of Litigation. We use the law as a tool, and it's a powerful one. In fact, CSPI has pioneered the use of litigation to remedy deceptive food marketing. Over the years, our lawyers have forced more accurate labeling from many of the biggest companies, including Campbell, Coca-Cola, General Mills, and PepsiCo. These victories had deterred other manufacturers from making similarly deceptive claims. A few examples. Naked Juice. Naked's Kale Blazer can pack more kale into your diet, promised ads a few years ago. But Kale Blazer is largely comprised of orange and apple juices. Another Naked Juice, Green Machine, has more apple juice than any of its greens. Last year, we reached an agreement with Naked, a unit of PepsiCo. Among the changes, images of fruits and vegetables on Naked labels now reflect how much of those ingredients are inside the bottles. CVS Allgel 900 DHA. Clinically shown to improve memory, claimed CVS's omega-3 supplement, but the claim was based on a study that does not reveal any improvement in working memory, according to the Federal Trade Commission. Our lawsuit, filed in 2016, is still in progress. Cheerios Protein. General Mills marketed Cheerios Protein as a protein-enriched version of original Cheerios, charged our FIT 2015 lawsuit. Yet Cheerios Protein has just a smidge more protein, and about 16 times the sugar. In July, we reached a settlement with General Mills. The front of the box will now say sweetened, loud and clear, and 7 grams protein, not 11 grams protein, with milk. Jamba Juice. Whole fruit. That's how we blend, claims the company. In fact, many of Jamba's smoothies are made with juice blends that contain mostly cheap pear, apple, or grape juices. They're not predominantly whole fruit or vegetables. What's more, a large Jamba fruit smoothie can have as many as 600 calories and 128 grams of total sugars, about 30 teaspoons worth. In August, we filed a lawsuit charging that the company is misleading customers, as we want to press, there was no word on a resolution. We're far from done. As long as the food industry keeps trying to trick consumers, CSPI will keep putting companies on notice that we won't let them get away with deceptive ads and labels. Stay tuned. More fluids, fewer UTIs. Can drinking more fluids help prevent recurring urinary tract infections, or UTIs? Until recently, no one had looked. So scientists at Danone Research, Danone sells bottled water, randomly assigned 140 premenopausal women to drink either an extra 1.5 liters, about 6 cups of water a day, or no more water than usual. All the women had been diagnosed with at least 3 UTIs in the previous year, and all typically drank less than 1.5 liters of fluids a day before the study started. Over the following year, those assigned to drink no water averaged 3.2 UTIs. Those who drank extra water averaged only 1.7 UTIs. What to do? Getting UTIs? Aim for about 12 cups of water or other unsweetened fluids a day. Fewer UTIs won't just help you. Roughly 15% of antibiotics used by humans are prescribed to treat UTIs. Fewer UTIs lowers the risk that bacteria become resistant to the drugs. That's all the time we have for Nutrition News. Until next time, I'm Jackie Roble for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This program is readily available as a podcast after the initial broadcast at our website, trianglereadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That's 919-832-5138. Thanks for listening, and Happy New Year.